When it comes to budget problems, it's said that when states catch a cold, towns and cities get pneumonia. That's particularly true these days in New England, where a long tradition of strong local government makes financial woes a family affair. NPR's Larry Abramson traveled to Massachusetts and has this report.
Number 11 of the girls' softball team, sponsored by Holy Trinity Nursing and Rehab, stretches a single into a double on the fields outside Thomas Prince Elementary School. Spring evenings like this one make people want to stay in towns like Princeton, Massachusetts, just north of Worcester, and many of these friends and neighbors would probably prefer to be watching the game rather than face the painful debate about to start in the school cafeteria.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the reconvened annual town meeting for the town of Princeton for 2003.
Town moderator Harry Pape stands at the podium in front of a painted backdrop of the Emerald City from The Wizard of Oz. The place is standing room only, wall-to-wall taxpayers. They're gathered to decide an issue that will change the face of this community for years to come. Parents are prepared for a long night.
Those who have sixth graders at a party at the Mountain Barn, pickup was supposed to be at 9:15. The teachers have indicated they will stay till 10.
Here's the issue. Princeton and surrounding communities need a new high school. They voted last year to go ahead with the $120 million project, assuming two-thirds of the cost would eventually be reimbursed by the state. Now the state says the locals may have to foot the entire bill themselves, and many don't want to.
So in summary, if we start construction in January, there's no guarantee of reimbursement. It will mean for many years we will pay triple the amount normally paid and may never receive a grant.
State politicians have vowed no new taxes, but as revenues decline, the buck just gets passed to the locals, who turn to meetings like this for answers. That means everyone has to become an instant economist.
The result is a rapidly declining rate of payments. You have the heaviest payment of all in the first year of bond repayment.
The room gets hotter, and so do tempers. People fan themselves with homemade handouts lobbying for and against the plan. Opponents like David Lowenthal say going ahead now without a guarantee of state money will lead to huge increases in local property taxes.
When a town enters an obligation of the magnitude of $70 million with an additional $42 million in interest, it should ask itself, who among us will be unable to bear the cost? Consider first the people on Social Security or on fixed incomes generally, including older people who have served this town well and helped make it what we enjoy today.
Yet supporters of the project are also worried that people will be driven away by rundown schools. Resident David Crashes says a proposal to simply refurbish the existing facility will cause other problems because the old school needs a new heating system.
But what nobody's told us yet is that that heating system is insulated with asbestos. Now, do you want your kids going to school in some classrooms when down the hall they're removing asbestos?
The anxiety about local finances is widespread, and it's causing a lot of anger because it's happened before in cities and towns across the state.
This is the third assault on cities and towns in Massachusetts since July 1st of last year.
And according to Mayor Mike McGlynn of Medford, Massachusetts, cities and towns are battle-weary from years of budget turmoil. McGlynn takes me on a quick tour of the town he runs, home to 50,000 souls just a few miles north of Boston. McGlynn is the classic local Paul, and it runs in the family.
Yeah, my father was the mayor when I was a little guy.
McGlynn drives through the rain, waving to the cops he's so proud of.
Hey, B!
And pointing to the condition of the city's streets, which he's not so proud of. Budget problems collided with the worst winter in years, so McGlynn has no way to fix this.
Now this, we've filled this in, I don't know how many times, we've filled it in five or six times.
McGlynn grimaces as he drives through a minefield of potholes.
Now you're driving to work in this every day. Obviously you're knocking your car out of alignment. Look at the size of this. On a daily basis.
Folks here are just as worried about higher property taxes as the people in Princeton. Medford residents are already wrestling with the fallout from skyrocketing real estate prices, and at the same time, they're seeing their services cut at every level.
All of these flowers and this grass here was all burnt out from all the salt and sand we had to put down because it was a severe winter. We don't have the money to replant it. And, you know, people are concerned about it because it has an effect on the appearance of your community.
McGlynn visits the police station. Police Chief Leo Sacco is feeling the pain, too. For the past few years, he's been trying to take officers out of patrol cars and onto the streets. That costs money, so now he has to put them back behind the wheel.
It's very discouraging because we know we put a lot of good things in place, and we've promised the community to work with us, trust us, we'll be there. And now we're dismantling those things that we put in place, and now they look at it and say, gee, what happened? Where's our officer?
Like many local officials, Mayor McGlynn has been through this before. He's watched programs grow and mature in the boom years, then wither and die during the busts. McGlynn says there's plenty of blame to go around for everyone, including for the taxpayers.
The public at large, their view is we don't want to pay the taxes, we want the services, and we don't care how you do it.
Back in Princeton, the debate over the school issue has gone on for 3 hours. People are tired, the meters are running on the babysitters, and everyone's heard all the arguments before. Before the vote, Patty Gates says she wants a new school, but she's more worried about something else.
I would like to live in this town with friends and neighbors and have a disagreement and have discussions, but at the end of the day, know that even though I disagree with them on this issue, we still respect and like each other as friends. That's very important to me. I'm seeing that fall apart in this town, and it makes me extremely sad.
Okay, I have the results of the vote.
But Patty Gates isn't sad for long, as the moderator counts the number of people who want to abandon the construction of a new high school.
Those voting in favor of rescinding, 200. Those voting against rescinding, 258.
So the project will go ahead. For now, residents of this town have decided they only have one option: to invest in the community. Larry Abramson, NPR News.